And speaking of sartorial choices, we turn next to Mosiah Bridges, bow tie aficionado, CEO of his own company.
I want to bring the bow tie back and I want to make it look better than what it used to be.
Also, 12 years old. Mo, he said I could call him Mo, sells his own handmade bow ties online. He started his business, Mo's Bows, 3 years ago in his hometown of Memphis. For him, dressing well is a big part of becoming a man.
It helps people respect you and it makes you look good.
And Mo has always wanted to look good. He started picking out his own clothes when he was just 3 and accessorized with belts and fedoras. He was inspired by his dad.
Well, I saw my dad wearing all those things. He would wear a bow tie and suspenders just to go to McDonald's and eat some French fries. So he would just dress up for no apparent reason.
Now, tell us the story of how you started sewing your own bow ties, right? Because I gather you had to ask your grandmother.
Yes, well, I couldn't find any bow ties that I liked, so I asked my grandmother how to teach me how to sew. And so she was like, oh, okay, I'll help you make them.
What did you want to do different than what you saw in the stores?
Well, I wanted to have the fun in the bow tie, and I wanted to have just that look, that bazam look.
Bazam.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Describe your 2 favorites.
One of my favorites is a polka dot, and it's very classic and crisp and cool. And one of my other specialty favorites has all the different colors, and it's in little puzzle pieces. So it's a fun and cool bow tie.
I do know now that you have a staff, right? You have people working for you as CEO.
Yes.
But do you still make ties?
Yes, I do still make ties when I feel like it because I'm the CEO and I get to make the decisions, which is whatever the decision that my mom makes.
Ah, okay. Now, talk to me about how other boys, young men in your neighborhood dress. What do they look like?
Well, they dress kind of urban, so they have their hoodies, they have their jeans, and so I think young people should dress better. Also, Memphis used to be that pop, and it used to have that, but now it's Atlanta, New York, and California, so we need to look up to them and step our game up by the way we look.
I heard that you actually had to wear a uniform at school. Is that right?
Yes, it's stressful because I want to wear what I want to wear because I don't want to look like other kids look. It's just
the worst.
Yes, the worst.
Do you feel like you're rebelling on the weekends?
Yes, I love to rebel.
Well, Mosiah Bridges, thank you so much for talking with us, and best of luck with Mo's Bows.
Thank you.
12-year-old Mosiah Bridges, CEO of Mo's Bows in Memphis.
We'll talk more about men, their experiences, and changing rules throughout the summer. You can follow our series on Twitter at #MenPR. That's MENPR.